When I was 16, I received my driving permit. And like any 16-year-old, I was eager to drive at any moment that gave me the opportunity. One such opportunity was an early winter evening after my mother came to my high school to pick me up from an activity. It was a snowy evening with a light dusting of snow on the road, but we both thought that as long as I was cautious, what better way to gain experience driving in the snow or difficult conditions than actually doing it? So I climbed into the driver's seat and we set off. And a few hundred yards down the windy and hilly road that led away from my high school, we hit a little crest and perhaps a patch of ice. I suddenly lost control of the car and we found ourselves spinning around in the center of the road. My mom started to panic and scream, but for some reason I did not. Time seemed to slow down for me, and I was compelled by something or someone to sit back in the seat while a warm, calm, and peaceful feeling came over me. I heard a clear message that told me, wait, you just need to wait. You will be safe and all will be okay. I remember thinking that it was interesting that I was not panicking like my mom, because in reality, being in a car that is spinning out of control on a hill covered with snow and ice would normally be a situation that would cause anxiety, panic, and terror. But instead, I felt a reassurance that whoever or whatever was with me, and whatever gave me that peaceful feeling and message, was right and was in control. My job in that moment was to listen, surrender, and wait. I even remember taking my hands off the wheel and placing them in my lap until our car came to a stop. I thought that was a good, okay, anyway. The car spun around a full 360 degrees, maybe even more, but it came to a halt and we were fine. No damage to the car, we didn't hit anything, and we were okay. My mom took a deep breath and said, goodness, be careful, or something along those lines. And I calmly took the wheel again and said out loud, for some reason, I just knew that we would be safe. That peaceful and comforting feeling remained with me the rest of the way home that evening, and we safely arrived at our house without any further incident. In the following days, months, and years that have followed, I have reflected on that experience and still do. And I've come to understand, and perhaps more importantly, believe that the something or someone I felt in the car that evening was no one other than God. And in my understanding, God's Holy Spirit, the person of the Trinity who, similarly to the other persons of the Trinity, the Father and the Son, can swoop into our lives. And in the Holy Spirit's case, swoop in like a dove or fire, wind or breath, and can empower, direct, soothe, and care for us when we need the help of a power beyond our own. So I felt that night that the Holy Spirit was with us, helping us, calming my nerves, and letting me know that we would be safe. And I also realized that this is my understanding of what happened. Many of us in this room might agree that God was with me, with us in that car that evening, directing us and keeping us from harm. Maybe others would say that I was just making the right decision to not fight the spin of the car. And maybe whatever feelings I was feeling were simply a figment of my imagination or fate. But I wonder too, for those of us who believe that it was God, that if it were you in that car, if you felt that it was God's presence with you, might you describe the experience of God in the same way? Or would you describe it slightly differently? Maybe for you, you might say that you felt Christ's presence with you, his hands holding the wheel or his voice reassuring you that all would be well. And some others might say that they felt God, the Almighty and powerful creator of all that is, intervening in a moment in time to help a spinning car come quietly to safety on the fallen snow. And the truth is, all of those interpretations might be true, because we believe in a God that is three in one. We believe in the Trinity. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. And however we describe or name God, these three persons are one God, constantly in relationship with each other and with us. And when we experience one person of the Trinity, we no doubt may experience the others too. That is why Jesus says in today's gospel, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Now, these words of Jesus may not immediately help us to clearly understand the nature of the Trinity and how God is three yet one, but it is our belief, and we express our belief in our liturgy, in our prayers, in our music, just like in that opening hymn when we sang, God in three persons, only thou art holy. All thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. The Trinity permeates our theology, our entire Christian lives. But how many of us can really describe it? How is it that three are one? Well, if you remember, we also sang in that hymn, in the opening hymn, though the darkness hide thee, though the sinful human eye thy glory may not see, reflecting the reality that even though we believe God to be three in one, we have questions. We cannot in this life fully understand or comprehend the nature of God or God's works, or what exactly the Trinity is, or how the Trinity works. I cannot explain to you how God is three distinct persons yet one, and many others cannot either. Hopefully, though, one day when we are fully united with God, the mystery will be revealed. And that's why in Jesus in today's gospel says, when the Spirit of truth comes, we will be guided into all truth. He was referring to that day of Pentecost when the gift of the Spirit was given, but even with the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Trinity is something that we acknowledge and pray to, believe in and experience, but like many aspects of our faith, it remains a mystery. And we celebrate this mystery today as this day in the church year, the Sunday after Pentecost, day of Pentecost, is called Trinity Sunday. Because we now have the gift of the Holy Spirit, we acknowledge the Spirit's joining with the Father and the Son and celebrate God as this full, life-giving three-in-one. Just because we may not have adequate words in this life to describe the Trinity doesn't mean we can't celebrate it and its beautiful mystery. So what does acknowledging God as Trinity mean for us in our lives? Well, aside from being experienced in a spinning car in the snow, or in healing or discernment, guidance or prayer, through worship, or the many myriad ways that we experience this God, the Trinity reminds us that God is not limited to one way of being. God is not limited to just being a creator or a healer, a director or a guide. So anytime we try to name God or use words to describe God, we limit God in our understanding, and God cannot be limited. God is more powerful and merciful and loving and just and dynamic and surprising than we could ever ask or imagine. And the Trinity also models for us what we're called to do in our Christian lives. As one theologian reminds us, the Holy Trinity is about relationship. It's about collaboration. It's about our mutuality with one another, guiding, speaking, and declaring to one another the glory of God. The Trinity is our way of life made possible by God. So we're called to remember that we cannot live this Christian life alone. Well, we can, or we can try, but it's never as full and rich and blessed than as when we live our Christian life in relationship with others and in true community. Our lives are more blessed when we share our gifts, when we support one another, when we walk in with love with one another. Remember, we're not always called to like each other, but we're called to love and share in relationship because our lives are more blessed and richer for it. This is what true community looks like, and the Trinity models this way of life for us. So was it the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit that I specifically felt in the car that night in the spinning around in the snow? Maybe I can't be sure. But today, as we are called to celebrate the mystery of the Trinity, I invite you to give thanks for this mystery and all mysteries of our faith. I invite you to, as we continue our mission of knowing God and Jesus Christ and making Christ known to others, to share this, our triune God, with your neighbors. Even if we can't adequately describe God or how God works, you and I can show God and God's love to them and to the world. We can surprise the world with how we continue to love and care for each other, how we're in relationship with each other, and how we reach out in love to others in our community. And by the grace of our triune God, help to transform this world and give God's grace to all whom we meet. Amen.